Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome inside the podcast. A summer Wednesday. Al is off. He's got a nice long weekend. And so I've got Ronnie sitting in. Ronnie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing? I actually had two things at the end about the related to the sleep paralysis thing that we talked about on the show.
Let's do it's topical.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. And then I have a question for you that we can discuss.
Right. Because you had the question that you had me prep for. So I have that. But the two things. So you mentioned conscious sleep.
Yeah.
So that thing to me is fascinating because I never had it until I really started working these hours where I had to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like you're afraid to fall too deep.
To let yourself fall asleep. Yeah.
Completely. But you know the time passed. You just felt like you felt the time pass. That happens to me. That's almost every Sunday night.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
And we've talked about the Sunday nights and how difficult the Sunday nights can be.
Yep.
That's when I have it the most. Those Sunday nights where I'm like trying to fall asleep after what, like readjusting back to normal life, and I don't want to sleep too much, and it's later than usual.
Well, what do you do on the weekends now that you've been doing this a couple of months?
I mean, first of all, Friday night, I could walk out of here 3 hours of sleep and feel great and be up to like 11 p.m., midnight, like I usually am. So I'm...
See, that I don't do.
Yeah, I'm fully back to like...
I try to go to bed by, and unless we're out, and that's fine. I don't worry about it. But I would say for me, a normal Friday and Saturday night, 10 o'clock, I go to bed and I set the alarm for 5:30.
Oh, so I'm...
Because that helps me on Sunday.
Right. So I, on Saturday, sleep as late as I want, and I go to sleep late Friday night. That's like just, to me, that's like to catch up. Because you asked about, I think you've talked about this with Al, is there something called sleep debt? And at least according to this, like my Oura Ring, there is sleep debt. And I know that every week, I see it on Friday. There's like, you have 4 hours of sleep debt from the week, 7 hours sometimes. And then when I do that on Friday night, I erase pretty much all of that.
Really?
So it kind of resets.
I guess
me
it depends
week.
On who you listen to, because I've also heard that you don't make it up. You're doing. I don't want to say damage, because the one thing I've learned is much of society doesn't sleep more than 6 hours a night.
Right. But it's also different, though. 6 hours from
normal
8 p.m.
hours
to 2 a.m. is not the same as 6
as
hours.
As 11 yeah. to 5.
No, it's just right. not.
That is yep. very true. There's no, your body just does not adjust. What was the other thing?
The other thing also related to the ring, every time I drink, and I don't put it in the app, it knows that I drank, because it'll knock a couple of points off my sleep score. It'll be like, you had alcohol yesterday. Knocks. So you said
increased heart rate?
I guess that's what it is.
That's for me when I have a drink.
But you said it helps you sleep. Like,
it
your
does.
Sleep is better.
I sleep better. But I also know when I lay down, I can feel my heart not racing. I don't want to say that. But if the resting heartbeat is, let's say, 68, my resting heartbeat's in the 80s
right.
when I drink.
Right. So that's what this is. So the, and for example, Friday night, this past Friday night, I drank a bunch, not a lot, but a little bit on Friday night. And then when I went to sleep, so when I first went to sleep, usually that's like the deepest sleep, the lowest heart rate, it was a little bit elevated. And then the last couple hours of my sleep was when it got down to like 40 something and it was like really low.
Wow. That's yeah. when your body started regulating
but,
itself.
Right, exactly. But every time I drink, it's like, hey, you had alcohol.
That's amazing.
It knocks points off.
So that ring's pretty good.
Oh, I love it. I think it's, you know, it tracks everything. It is so, I went to my parents the weekend before, so a couple weeks ago. And all my siblings were there. My parents had friends over. I woke up the next morning. It said it knocked points off for social gathering. It said hotel room because it wasn't in my own bed. It knew wow. that I wasn't in my own bed. And then alcohol and then eating late.
Those damn.
I was like, okay.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean, I got the watch. I thought the watch was really good.
Yeah.
But...
And I also find this to just be, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
I just wear it. I don't feel
that,
it.
Does that replace your wedding ring?
Yeah. Okay. And I wear it to work out. And it tracks like calories burned and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It knows right away. Like, I go boxing. Hey, boxing. You did strength training. You wanted to walk. It tracks everything.
Pretty good.
So, yeah,
that is.
So
pretty
I
good.
Like it. I enjoy it.
You're selling me on it.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not cheap.
No, not at all. And Boomer's been wearing it, and he's into it. The thing about this versus, so my father, my brother, and my mother all have the Whoop, which is the bracelet. First of all, that I wouldn't like, because I don't like even this bracelet. I don't want it on my body when I'm sleeping, when I'm working out. But the difference is that is a cheaper, like the actual device is cheaper, but then you're paying more monthly.
Mm.
So like this, I think it's $4 or $5 a month.
Okay.
For the subscription.
Well, my watch is nothing per month.
Oh, right. It just comes with.
Maybe I do pay, I actually might be paying a couple bucks a month.
Right. But that's what this is. There's a few bucks a month. So once you pay the ring, and by the way, they're great. Like, my ring battery was dying.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to last you a week.
Yeah.
And it was lasting like 2.5 days. They sent me a new ring.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
No cost. Like, oh, yeah, your ring.
Yeah.
So
that's the one thing Al was complaining about his Apple Watch last week. And my Samsung Watch is 6 days on a full charge.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
This is a full week on a full charge. So it takes a little longer to charge it. But once it's charged, it's a full week.
Nice. All right. So I gave you an assignment this morning. In preparation for this, something came across my timeline yesterday on YouTube, and it was an old Boomer and Carton clip when we were on MSG.
Yeah.
And the context of it wasn't relevant, but it was just seeing the way the studio looked different. It was MSG. It was before CBS Sports Network. I think it was 2011, I think this clip was from, but I'm not 100% sure. But it was 15 years ago, at least thereabouts. Yeah. And it made me think, like, you know, great moments... Or memorable, they don't have to be great, memorable moments throughout the course of this show, starting with Craig and now with Greg, obviously, which has now spanned 19 years. And I know you grew up listening to it, and you certainly know the show. I'm curious what would be like some of your top moments over the years.
Well, the most memorable one, obviously, was the fall of 17. I mean, when Craig got arrested.
That morning.
That morning was crazy for me. I remember I wasn't up yet when... it happened, and then my friends were texting me because they knew I was such a big fan of the show, and they were like, you have to turn it on. This is crazy. I was like, I didn't believe it. You know what I mean?
And neither did I, and I was sitting here.
Right. I was listening. I was like, nuh-uh, this is no way.
Yeah.
And there, people are sending me Google articles, so I'll never forget that. That's the most memorable one. What's funny is, like, while you're in it, and maybe you have this also, like, the moments just happen. They're so, like, there were so many funny moments that happened on the show today, and then you just don't even remember it 2 minutes later. Like,
you're consuming it differently.
Yeah, it's so different. And so now a lot of my YouTube feed is like Boomer and Carton stuff. And that's like, oh, yeah, that was so funny. I remember that. But it's easier to look back on it than it is in the moment. Like, there are things that, like, so I tried when you told me this, I tried to, like, look through my text with my dad, like, because I'll always, like, send, hey, this was really funny today or whatever.
Wow, okay.
So I tried to look through to see those moments. And, like, there's just so many of them that are just, so I those weren't, like, the big moments. And I'm not saying this, one big moment from Boomer and Carton that I thought was one of the best stretches of the show, and I'm not saying this just to, like, because you're sitting there, the Yankees 2017 playoff run. So it's right after Craig was gone.
Yeah.
And I had so much fun listening to the show every day. And I didn't think I was going to keep listening. Mm-hmm. And I listened every day because it was just, I love that team and you guys were having so much fun with it. I remember a specific conversation. I don't know. I think it was during the division series where Gary Sanchez took a ball to the balls on a foul tip. And you guys were discussing the phrase that you said was, it looked like a bag of nuts and fruit. Like from the grocery store. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't.
Like, I just remember listening during that stretch and like it was such a fun time. And that's why the other time that I remember specifically was 2015, the Ranger run. Not the year they won the cup, but the following year where every single morning after a Rangers game, Al had like three new songs.
Yes.
For the that was so much fun. Like I loved it because I was
and
such
to be clear, the Rangers did not win the cup. They they were in the Stanley Cup finals.
So I'm talking about the next year.
Right.
The year they went
not
to the
year they were
finals.
In the cup. Right.
Yeah.
Not when they lost to the Kings in the Stanley Cup.
Correct.
The following season.
The following
season.
Year when they lose to Tampa in the conference finals. But for some reason, I have fonder memories of that run than the actual run to the Stanley Cup final because of this show and because of what you guys did with it. And obviously Boomer was so into it and you guys were all ragging on him and how into it he was. And then the songs were just so, I have some of the songs in my head and then going back and forth between Al singing the songs and then Eddie playing the No One Cares About Hockey drops and then Craig pretending to care. But you know, it was just, I just have such vivid memories of that. So that's really from that show. From this show, what's interesting is I started listening again.
So hold on. When would you say you started listening to Boomer and Carton?
Full, like,
that you remember. I don't mean because you're 27, 28?
I'm 29, just turned 29.
You're 20. Happy birthday. So you're 29. So when they started in 07, that's 19. You were literally 9 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wouldn't expect you to remember the first couple of years.
So I would say I remember 2011, 12, starting from that.
And even that, you're talking 12 years old, 13 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But probably by the time I was in high school, I remember listening every day. Like, I was so into it. So,
fair.
Yeah, so that I went to high school, I guess, in 2012, like starting 2012. So,
right.
Yeah, that. So,
okay.
I remember listening all the time then. And I remember when we would go to the summers, we spent the summers down in Maryland at my grandmother's. And I would watch it on TV every day there because I couldn't listen down there. So I would turn on CBS Sports Network.
Yeah.
So that's how I watched the show every day on TV. So, and I have vivid memories of those. So then, like, but that's like, all the classic stuff, like ragging on the Jets or like that's the same every day. That's kind of the thing that kind of you forget. But specific pockets, like specific runs, like I said, that Ranger run and the Yankee run. And it went along with my team's doing well.
Because I was going to ask you if you remember the whole Rex Ryan foot fetish thing.
I don't know if I
did. That, I think I that's probably that's like right 09, before 10? The time you're talking about.
Yeah. That's early. And I was listening, but not the same way that I was. Because I remember listening somewhat with my father during the 2009 World Series run.
Okay.
And it's funny because I have vivid memories of listening to Bill Simmons during the Yankees 2009 World Series run because he was so angry because he was a Red Sox fan.
Right, right.
And again, that's the only Yankee championship of my lifetime, essentially.
Yeah.
So,
you don't, yes.
Yeah. I don't like the night.
No, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You're so young.
It's crazy. No, it is crazy. Like when you think of a Yankee, because Sean and C-Mac are arguing about Brian Cashman. I have none of the success of Brian Cashman. I only have what it's been the last 10 years. Or 15 years now at this point. So, yeah, it's a different thing. But I do remember some of the conversation around the Yankees in the World Series, but I it's weird. I have, like, vivid memories of Bill Simmons getting so angry that the Yankees won the World Series. That, to me, was, like, stood out more.
Okay.
From this show, I started really listening again full-time, which is weird, like, right before COVID, because I was commuting.
Okay.
I got a job in Connecticut, and there was an office in Brooklyn and I was driving back and forth. So I started listening like more full time the end of 2019. And then so I remember vividly, you know, Boomer wearing the mask when he went to the, what was it, the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then everyone's making fun of him. And then COVID happens. And I had nothing to get up for in the mornings. Like, I was laid off from my job then.
Yeah.
And I would get into the car and just drive around listening to you guys. And while so many people were like, oh, the, you know, the shows weren't as good, there was no sports, I thought for me, I felt like someone was in it with me. And I felt like there was someone I can relate to and we were having fun.
Yeah.
But there was also serious stuff. And like, I thought it was just a good mix. And I enjoyed those shows. And that's what really got me back into the show.
Wow.
Like, as an everyday listener, because I, it gave me something to do. It gave me something to get up and look forward to in the morning. So that's like a weird one.
But I could see that. It was such a weird, odd time where I remember my wife would get, she would get excited if she had to go to Walgreens.
Right.
Just to get the hell out of the house. And there was nothing bad going on in the house. It's just you're staring at the same walls every day and you can't go anywhere.
Exactly.
So I get that part of it. Okay.
And then that kind of gets capped off with, I had already moved down to Maryland to be closer to my parents, and it was probably the end of the summer of 2020, and you guys announced that Craig's coming back. And to me, that like was that's when that was?
I guess so.
And I was like, yeah, it was probably the end of the summer of 2020, and that was such a moment that also just like pops in my head that like I remember where I was. I remember exactly what I was doing when you guys announced it and when you guys first started talking about it. And to me, that was like, oh my God, he's actually coming. Like, that's crazy. So that was a big moment. The other ones are like a lot of the Geo stuff, like with Joe Beningo and Robert Sala, like that, like him trying to explain to him. And Joe's like, well, yeah, I messed up. I misspoke. No, you didn't misspeak. It was like, and Joe could not understand. And Greg was getting so furious that he could not convey.
So I don't remember this. So Joe called in?
Yes. So they were talking about what Joe texting.
Yeah. Rob, I remember Sala. All the Sala stuff, right. Sure.
And what had happened was he talked about how he hates the quarterback, right? And so Joe calls in to defend himself, and Gio is trying to explain, it's not that you misquoted him or misunderstood him, it's that you took a private text and made it public.
Right.
And he's like, well, I shouldn't have misquoted him. And he kept saying, well, I shouldn't have. And Gio's like throwing his hands up, like, no, it's not that you misquoted him, it's that you put it out there publicly, a private text. And Joe could not comprehend. And they were just on a different wavelength. Mm. And it was just like, so those kinds of things. And then, like, for me, obviously, I have Eddie moments where they're just like,
of course,
some of the funniest stuff that have happened. I just wrote a couple down here. I don't know if you remember, this is when the Yankees got eliminated. I think it was this year.
Okay.
Jazz Chisholm said in a post-game press conference that, well, we still had the best record in the American League, you know, so there's something for that. And Eddie gets in Gio's ear. And this is already after I had seen how kind of like how the sausage is made. I've sat in the studio with Eddie and watched him get in his ear and kind of do the puppet mastering of a drop.
Right.
And he knows that Boomer's going to be like, that's ridiculous. You guys got knocked out in the division series and you're talking about winning.
Right.
The best record in the American League. And Gio, so he tells Gio, hey, kind of tee Boomer up for that. And so sure enough, Gio goes, Boomer, that's kind of crazy. The best record in the American League. They just got knocked out of the playoffs. Boomer's like, yeah, this, you know, coward, the athletes these days or whatever. And then Eddie plays the drop of Boomer after this. What was it, after the Super Bowl? He's like, well, we still have the best record in the NFL.
Wow.
Yes.
And I don't remember
like,
that.
I was like, oh my God, Eddie, that is
cruel.
Yeah.
That is silent assassin.
Exactly. And it was just quiet in the studio. Gio was dying laughing. And Eddie goes, hello. You know what I mean? Like one of those.
That's where you give Boomer so much credit all these years.
It.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it in the very instant moment, he might be like, you son of a... But, man, in 2 seconds, it's over and done with, and he doesn't care,
and
moves on.
And he, every time, even with me, comes out of the studio, he laughs.
Yeah.
He goes, it's all a show, you know, and it's just... And he enjoys it. And that's
true.
You give him credit for that. The early sperm days also, when Eddie was creating
stories. When it first started.
Yeah, yes, with the sperm reads. Those were funny. And then, for me, there were, like, personal moments. So, like, the first time I got mentioned on the show was... I was producing the overnight for CMAC, and it was one of those empty nights where there was no baseball games since the summer. Nothing was going on, and it was a five-hour show. By the time we got to, like, 4 o'clock, I guess I felt like there was no callers. Like, I was kind of, like, chiming in probably a little bit too much, and you guys had no idea who I was. And the whole conversation, you guys spent like an entire segment talking about how I talked way too much on the overnight show and how we're like, who is this kid think he is? He has no idea what's going on. Like, and he's basically co-hosting with C-Mac, and you guys are going back and forth. It did like 10 minutes on it. And to me, I didn't care that you were making fun of me. I was like, they're talking about me on the show.
That's different. Yes, you know? I agree.
And I could not be happier. And people are texting me, making fun of me. I'm like, this is the best ever. So
no, I get it. I remember when Imus mentioned me for the first time.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to record it and put it. I still have it on a CD at home.
Yeah, I'm sure I have that clip somewhere.
Yeah, and it is really neat. When we used to have carts.
Yeah.
And our highlights would be on carts, and the post-game sound would be one cart per clip. And it was a lot of work with reel-to-reel tapes. And now it's like it's kids play. I remember my first night interning was the Tuesday after the Super Bowl in 1997. It was late January. And I remember I did all these cuts with John Schweibacher.
Right.
And it was him or Tushar Sexton, I forget, one of the two. But I remember driving home, and it was Sam Ryan was doing the updates on the overnight, and she played one of the clips I did. And I'm driving home, I'm like, I did that.
Right, exactly.
And it was one of the cooler things that I had ever experienced. I know exactly what you're saying. It's kind of cool. It is very neat.
I kind of had that. Also, again, trained with Schwei, the same thing. Yeah. And it was like the first time I heard my cuts, even in like the update.
Playing, it's
like,
great. Again,
it's like, oh my God.
You contributed.
I cut that. Yeah, exactly. And so that moment, the moments with the drops. So I remember the day that it was New Year's, I want to say 2025 maybe. It was New Year's Day and it was you and Willie.
Okay.
And I was on the board. And you mentioned it at the end of the show. You're like, your timing was really good today. And like you complimented me. But that day, I just remember that like I felt so lucky because like I did try to play a few drops and I felt like they all hit perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like it was, and I never felt like it was like I was that great at it, but I felt like
you can
for
do
some
this.
Reason that day.
Yeah.
Everything just fell into place. And I had that had like three. I remember one specific was you guys were talking about Al, you know, people putting stuff in his garbage and him calling the cops on them to check the garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just happened to have been scrolling through Eddie's Al folder, which has thousands of drops in it.
And he's not exaggerating.
Yes.
Thousands
in it. And I was just scrolling through and I happened to land on him saying dumping bodies. And I played it at the perfect moment. And I was like, I just got so lucky. But on the show, it sounded like, oh my God, this kid's a genius. He just found that out of nowhere. And it just worked out that way. And it was just, and so that, and then the other one that was like the first time I was really filling in for Eddie, but it was a remote. You guys were at Giants camp. And it's so hard to play a drop when you're at a remote because I can't see their face.
And there's a slight delay.
Yeah, there's like a tiny delay. Yep. It's just, I don't know when they're going to finish talking, but a couple of days earlier, Gio did his imitation of Dave Sims for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys are at Giants camp. And I remember I racked because I was working on digital that day. I'm like, I'm just going to clip this. We'll see if we play it. And then Austin Wells decides inexplicably to run back to first because he thought there were three outs in the inning, even though he was standing on second base. And Dave was so confused. And he's like, wait, what's going on? What's going on? And it just was perfect for me to then just hit the Gio imitating him. And I got to watch your guys' faces. And it was a little bit easier because it was the end of a cut and I'm playing the cuts because you guys are there. So you're not playing the cuts themselves. But I played Gio's imitation and I guess you guys weren't expecting it. Just watching all you guys just explode laughing to me.
Makes you feel good.
Yeah. I was just like, oh man.
Because it's real.
Yeah. That was pretty good. That was one that like I came up with.
Yep.
And even when, when we first started and you did the imitation of, who was it? Bob Dylan.
Yes.
And then in the moment, I was like, oh, I'm definitely saving this without the music. And then I turned to Al. I was like, would it be funny if you play just the audio and like just the music bed and I played this as the singing coming back? Like that also. And he's like, yeah, let's do it, but let's wait till everyone forgets about it in the 9 o'clock hour. I set an alarm on my phone because I thought I was going to forget. And I did. I saw the alarm at 9 o'clock. I was like, oh, shoot, let's play that song. I did forget. And then when we played it coming back, everyone was cracking up. And that was also another thing. I was like, okay, you thought of something creative. You put a little effort into it. And then I actually played it and worked out the way. So those, and again, it was very early when I just started. So it was like those kind of things you remember.
I'll give you two, and then we'll get out of here in a minute. The Boomer and there's so many from the Boomer and Carton days, obviously.
Yeah.
But when we had all the girls in to vote for David Wright for the All-Star game,
yeah,
that week and that day they all came in was remarkable. And then me and Al got roped into going with fans to the game, which was fun. Right, yeah. And the city bus. And I remember just the spectacle of that. And then personally, when Herschel Walker came in, who's like one of my favorite players right. ever, that was very neat. And then from Boomer and Geo, again, there's a lot of them. And sadly for the guys, this is more about their issues. But that week in Minnesota was, just a collective pile of crap. Yeah. We were in Minnesota having a good time.
And that's Gio's first year, right?
That was his first, like, month.
2 months, yeah.
His first month.
Yeah.
And I remember I left to go do a Rutgers game at Illinois. I was missing. Mark let me miss one day. And then I fly back. And Al's in a monster fight with his girlfriend. Boomer was, he didn't mean to, but he caused it. Greg's wife, he's got to come home, but he stayed. Mark's right. on. It was like, what the hell did I miss in 22 hours?
Yes.
That week, and Eddie almost dying.
Right.
Like legitimately almost getting hypothermia outside and us ice fishing. Yeah. Like those two things I will remember. And yes, the 2017 run after Craig's mishap. And then sitting in that chair was, yeah, I remember for me, I had not hosted. So in 2004, when I became the Giants pre and post game host, when I got that job, I had never done any shows here.
Right.
Mark and Eric Spitz at the time were like, you need to host some shows if you're going to be doing pre and post, even though I could do pre and post. I said, fine. So I remember doing it. It was fine. But when I started doing it regularly, I'm like, this sucks.
Right.
I told him, I'm good. Like, I don't want to be a host. I'm fine. I just want to do the pre and post stuff. I hadn't hosted a show here literally since 2005. So that happens to Craig. We're walking in when Al gets the phone call. And, you know, when the show was off, everybody was off. That's kind of how it was until the last couple of years. But when Boomer would be off, Craig would bring in another guest. Craig was off, there'd be someone else. So we're walking in and we get the phone call and Al's like, well, it's too late to call him. You're going to have to do it with Boomer. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
I got to do what? I could do it, of course, but I'd never done it. So to your point about keeping the voices the same, essentially, that's why I stayed in that role while they were trying to figure something out. But that Yankee run, I enjoyed too, because we did have, as much as people make fun of him, we did have John Flaherty on. The games were phenomenal.
Yeah, it was such a fun team.
And it was a blast. It really... Now, I also lost my hair and ended up in the hospital.
Right.
Which is a very true situation, but...
Have you listened back to any of those shows or anything?
No. I don't really listen back to anything, actually.
Right.
I don't. I mean, if something comes across on YouTube, I'll watch it. Like, I've watched... You know, I think it was
in the moment you felt those were good shows and you were having fun.
Yes, but the reason why, you know, and I've told this a million times, the reason why I never wanted the job was I'm not funny. I'm not a morning person. If you want me to go do 10 to 1, I can do it. And I can do 1 to, I can't do the morning. And there's nothing funny about me. I know that. So like when they asked me, you know, why should you keep this job? I shouldn't. Too sportsy.
Right.
I think they were good shows. I do.
Yeah.
But they weren't like morning shows.
Okay.
They were good. Thank God the Yankees had that run.
But you guys had fun with it. It wasn't just the run. It was funny.
It was entertaining. Hard to do every day.
Right.
Hard to do. That was a lot of work.
Yeah,
there was a reason my heart was racing at the wrong speed.
Right.
And I ended up in the hospital.
Right.
Like, I put a lot into that those few months to not sink the ship,
yeah,
if you will.
That's a lot of pressure, more than the actual, hey, we need to keep this going while we're trying to figure this out. Yeah.
So and ironically enough, I always thank Ben Meverack. So two people that I have thanked publicly, Ben Meverack, who was the program director at 1010 Wins, in like March of 18, sent me, what a nice email he sent me about, don't know if you know, which I didn't, no one told me, but you guys came in number one in the fall. He goes, you did great work. And it really made me feel good. And the other one was the week G took over in January of 18. David Burson, who was taking over CBS Sports, sent me an email. Like, I'm like, this can't be good.
Yeah.
And I've saved it. I still have it. Telling me what a great job I did for the 3 months. It was a pleasure having you. I was blown away by it.
Yeah. Well, again, as a listener,
which was nice.
I enjoyed it. Like, I felt like this is the show. Like, the show almost, like, again, I'm a Craig guy. Always have been. I still listen to him every day. And yet, I still felt like the show didn't miss a beat. this was the show. It was so much fun.
It missed a beat, but it didn't miss the voices.
Yeah.
And I think that was, I think even Al early on said, unless we're trying someone out.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Many women in perimenopause and menopause are focused on eating healthier, but they may still be missing key nutrients like protein and iron. When you're not tracking them consistently, it can be difficult to know if you're actually meeting your needs. That's why I recommend Chronometer. It gives you a detailed look at your nutrition, including protein intake, iron, fiber, omega-3s, and so much more. I like that it helps women move beyond simply counting calories and really understand nutrient density. What makes Chronometer different is the level of accuracy and detail. The platform is incredibly user-friendly, but also robust enough that I genuinely trust the data. During midlife, nutrition becomes even more important than ever, and having access to this kind of information can help support smarter daily habits. If you want a clearer picture of your nutrition and micronutrient intake, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We're not.
Right.
You got to figure it out, but we're not going to put someone new in every single day.
Right.
Because we wanted to at least keep the audience, as much as I might not have been funny or zany, or at least if you turn the show on, you recognized it.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So we got through it and here we are.
Yeah.
Well, not too bad. All right. Well, good memories.
Yeah.
Good memories. You're out.
More.
What's that?
Hopefully creating more.
Well, that is the idea.
Yeah.
you're out tomorrow and Friday. I'm out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I will see you next Thursday.
Yes.
I'll tell you this, guys. I don't know if there'll be a podcast tomorrow because I can't stay. I'm going to leave it up to Rosenberg and Lapresti. If they want to do one, then they can do it.
Right.
If
Leagues not, can't stay either.
He can't stay either. And I have a golf situation tomorrow, which is a long story. So this might be it for the week. Maybe not. We shall see. But tomorrow will be CeeLo and Fliegelman on the warm-up show, and then myself and Willie Colon. Rami's out, and you get the final word.
See ya. Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.